prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 7 April 2021. Welcome to the program, and I'm so glad you're out there. And that is, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you folks. I really mean that. All over the world, I mean, I do. Looking for a phone call from a listener in France tomorrow. Said she's going to call tomorrow. I'm looking forward to talking to her. Indeed, I am. I am so blessed. I truly am blessed to have people like you out there listening to this broadcast. And prayerfully, we're being a blessing to you. Maybe a help to you. Maybe an encouragement to you. But telling the truth of the Word of God and also what's going on in the world. Before I go to guests, I'll make mention tomorrow, of course, being Thursday. Prayerfully be in the office all day tomorrow, 9 to 4 Eastern. Love for you to call and talk to us. I actually have to close the phones down about 10 minutes early on Thursdays because I do a radio show at 4 o'clock with Dr. Bill Deagle. So from 9 till 3:50 tomorrow, we'll be in the office, take your phone calls, answer questions. We'll have a full staff tomorrow. Chris will be here, Judy will be here, I'll be here, Marsha will be in and out of the office also. So we'll be here to answer questions, maybe take orders. If you have anything you want to order tomorrow, we'll be glad to help you with it, especially the hour-long video with a 25-minute segment of over 200 doctors, including Dr. Tenpenny, and, of course, last night with Dr. Madej, talking about the dangers of the COVID vaccine. Now, folks, this is very, very, very important. If you missed last night's program with Dr. Carrie Madej, I would highly urge you to get a copy of the CD. Yes, I know it's 10:50. I realize that. I know that. But this is so vitally important. Not only may their life be at stake, but their very soul could be at stake. I'm not making this up. I'm not a sensationalist. I'm just telling you the way it is. If you missed the program last night, listen to it somewhere online, if you can. And if you can't, get a copy of the CD. It's that important. But anyway, the hour-long DVD with the 20-some doctors and an extra footage is 10:50, and the CD of Dr. Madej is 10:50. So you want it? Call us tomorrow. Let us know. And while I have time to tell you this, we have now got a stock of some Berkeys. We could not get any Berkey fillers other than the Berkey Life for several months. We now have the Big Berkey stainless steel unit. That's 2 1/4 gallons. We have the Royal Berkey that has 3 1/4 gallon at a time. Now, we do not have the PF2 filters that are the arsenic and the fluoride, the reduction elements. We're not out of stock of those, but these filters will come with the black elements. The PF9s will come with those with the filters. And folks, with the way things are going in this country, I can't tell you how important it is to have fresh water. If you don't know that already, and for a couple hundred bucks or whatever it is, $300, whatever it is, you can guarantee your family fresh drinking water. I suggest you call tomorrow get a big Berkey, a roll Berkey, or if you prefer a Berkey Light, we have them all here available. Call us tomorrow at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can save us some money if you'll call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. And again, we're glad to talk to you more about this. And a prayer request tonight also from Jan in Iowa. She has a friend, some friends in California. It's a 19-month-old baby. Her name is Claire. Claire is in the hospital with a fever of 104. It's not COVID. They can't find what the reason is that she had such a high fever as of last night. So you prayer warriors, keep 19-month-old Claire in your prayers tonight and the family, that our Father will intervene and heal this young body. And I ask you to do that, please. And I know you know how to pray because your prayer has been answered many times when you requested. So prayer warriors, please keep that in mind. Our guest tonight is Gregory Ford. He's not been on with us for a while. He's on some months ago. He, I guess you could say, is a CIA spy. He went to the Middle East. He wrote a book entitled Midnight in Samarra. And out in the open, up front, absolutely, how do I put it, document report of what went on in Iraq and other places in the Middle East. And what our men were capable of that we don't know about, don't want to think about, and a whole lot more. That book, Midnight in Samarra, folks, is still available. I'll have Gregory Ford tell you about in a minute. But his fiance called the election a couple months before it happened. When it looked like Trump was going to walk away with it, she called the election for Biden. Rigged or not, folks, Biden's in the White House right now, or at least he's somewhere in Washington. Some say that in the White House, and maybe so. But as of tomorrow, he's going to write some more executive orders for more gun control. So apparently he's influencing somebody somewhere. So anyway, his fiance called the election before it ever happened. So I give this man credit for being available to share his thoughts and also for the knowledge he has. And apparently his fiance has some inside information also that she shared with us before the election. Gregory Ford, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor. And it's a pleasure to be here also.
Well, thank you for taking time out of your schedule. I appreciate it very much. I really do. I do.
Oh, well, it's always good to to talk to the folks in West Virginia, one of my favorite places of all time. But I'm out in sunny California. Okay, so for some reason today has been a banner day, to say the least. I have received information, a good information. But it all relates to what's going on, and I'm willing that if your folks aren't tired of hearing me, hey, I'm willing to let them know.
Well, sure, we want to know. We do. Absolutely.
Okay,
we do.
Great. Okay. Well,
before we go to the information, though, if you don't mind, I'd like to play about a 4-minute clip from a pastor in Alberta, Canada. That literally, now, folks, you can watch this on our website. Go to PastorButch.com. Look under Church News. You see this Polish pastor literally run off a couple women and about 3 or 4 cops armed. When they come into his sanctuary in his church during Passover service, he said Passover, maybe an Easter, I don't know, but come in to give him a hard time for meeting without keeping the Canada's health restrictions. He literally run them off. I'm going to play for you just a second. And now, since this happened, y'all have heard me mention before Pastor James Coates, also from Canada, who was in jail for 35 days because he wouldn't shut his church down. Well, they had church again. They've had it ever since he got out about a month or so ago. They've had church. Today, Canada's authorities surrounded the church, put up barbed wire, razor wire fences, have got it locked down, set up porta potties around for the law enforcement to go to, and surrounded it. Now that's liberty in Canada. Now before you say, "Well, that's Canada," and shrug your shoulders, let me tell you this: it's coming to America. Unless our God intervenes and the people seek His face and repent, it's coming to America. and to your local churches, because I know for a fact that most of the so-called churches in America obeyed the government's mandates, shut their churches down contrary to God's word in Hebrews 10:25, and decided they're going to obey man over God. And we're told in the book of Acts that is not what we're supposed to do. But nonetheless, I'm convinced that most churches will fall right in line. Obviously, this pastor in Alberta and Pastor Coates' churches didn't. But Pastor Coates' church is now surrounded by authorities and shut down. No one can get into it. So I don't know how many other people are standing keeping the church open in Canada. But obviously not very many. Because only one has been shut down so far. Before we go to our guest, back to guest tonight, let me share the information. Listen to this clip from a pastor in Alberta, Canada. I believe it's Calgary. Listen to what he did to these so-called authorities.
Please get out. Get out of this property. Immediately get out. Get out of this property immediately. Out. I don't want to hear anything. Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out. 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 Out of this property. Immediately out. Immediately go out and don't come back. I don't want to talk to you. Not a word. Out of this property. Immediately out. I don't care what you have to say. Out. Out. Out of this property, you Nazis. Out. Out. Gestapo is not allowed here. Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed. Out. Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go. So go. Go. And don't come back without a warrant. Out, Nazi. Out. Out. You understand? Nazis are not welcome here. Out. And don't come back without a warrant. Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievable, sick, evil people. Intimidating people in a church during the Passover. You Gestapo, Nazi, communist, fascists. Don't you dare coming back here. Can you imagine those psychopaths? Passover, the holiest Christian festival in a year, and they're coming to intimidate Christians during the holiest festival? Unbelievable. What is wrong with those?
Okay, I there's a little more than that, but we're going to stop it right there. I am doing my best to find this pastor. I want to give him on this broadcast and thank him publicly worldwide for his courage. I don't know of too many pastors in this country who would do that. I know a few of them went to jail in this country, like Dr. Brown of Florida and a few others before the stand against this Nazi takeover. But I have to tell you, this man in Canada, where they don't even have near protections we're supposed to have. They don't have the Constitution that we're supposed to be honoring either. And he run them off. You have to watch the video online to see it, to understand it. These people turned around and walked away like puppy dogs. He took down armed thugs with the power of his authority in God. Now that's the power given to the church. What do you think about that, Greg?
That was impressive. Boy, what a clear, lucid voice. My goodness. Now, I do have to make a comment, okay, on that statement and that pastor made. And thank goodness he made it, by the way. But I received a call, as I started to mention earlier before the show started, I received a call from, and it was a kind of out of the blue, from somebody, okay, and everybody probably knows about this man, but they don't know what he did. Okay, and that was, I believe you know him, Pastor. It's Cody Snodgrass. Okay,
I know, Cody Snodgrass. Yes, I know Cody. Yes.
Right, and you know, And Cody, okay, he said, hey, you have to hear this. This pastor, I think he called him a reverend, but you have to hear him. Boy, he just brought fire and brimstone down on these folks that were trying to shut his services down in connection with COVID. And of course, your listeners would know Cody, okay. And if you don't, you'll hear him. You'll read about Cody in my next book. He is working with me. And Cody was the man who refused to murder and kill several children. Okay, at the Edward R. Murrow Building in Oklahoma City. And of course that should make everybody sit up and listen. He was hired by our government, and they told him they didn't tell him what the assignment was, but he was working for one of our clandestine services, and they said, you know, they took him to the building, to the Murrow Building in Oklahoma City, and they said, your job is to blow this building up, blow it to smithereens. All right, so everybody should be listening and saying, well, what is going on with this? Well, Cody, they took Cody to the building, and there were children playing, and it was a playground, like a daycare center there. And he said, what are these kids doing there? And they said, well, we want especially the children to be blown up, to be blown to bits, okay? And at that point, Cody said, forget it. I'm not taking this assignment. And what happened then, within, what was it, 24 hours later, they found somebody else to detonate the weapons. There were actually three bombs in the Murrow Building, and two of them did not go off, but the third one did. And everybody, I'm willing to venture at the sound of my voice, that everybody saw and knew what happened. It was of course the explosion in the Murrow Building killed half the people at least in the building, and then that was the start of this nonstop series of wars that we have, terrorist wars. You know, everybody pointing fingers at everybody about terrorism and the nonstop wars that are going on in Iraq, which directly affected me, and in Syria, and Yemen, and it goes on and on. So anyway, and Cody, of course, he knows who you are, Pastor, and he sends his best. All right, so that's who Cody is.
Okay.
It was my pleasure to relay that message.
Well, I appreciate it. You pass right back to him for me too. That I appreciate his courage. It is so rare to find that. It really is. And I hear something playing somewhere. But anyway, I want to share with you an article that I just found. God knows, sent to me from beforeitsnews.com. I shared it today on another broadcast. But I want to share it because this is so important. Go ahead and talk, McGregor. While I take care of this background noise, please. Go ahead and talk a second.
Okay. I can hear something myself, this is okay. A couple of notations I would like to speak about. Okay, like I said, if everybody wants to hear it, the first one is let me see, drugs. Okay, the issue of drugs. And I've spoken on your show about the opioid overdoses that have been the scourge of America. Okay, but specifically Oklahoma. And specifically, West Virginia, okay, the opioid overdoses. And I spoke on your show a while back, but the thing is I said, look, when you have something like opioid epidemics, and disasters like this that befall people, that kill people, that destroy everything around them, you have to say, okay, who profits? Who benefits? All right. So I didn't want to mention that, and I wanted to mention some more fallout concerning the burn pits. And everybody probably says, well, what are you talking about, burn pits? Well, the burn pits in our burning sites for material, burning sites in material, and they're in the Middle East, okay? And so in Iraq. Well, I'm bringing that up, and I mentioned it last time, because I am in the process of giving the proceeds of my book to the victims of these burn pits in Iraq, specifically Iraq and Afghanistan, okay? And at this point, everybody says, well, who is that affected? We're talking hundreds of thousands of people are being affected right now, and our government is responsible, directly responsible, for these burn pits. And the thing is the government is responsible now for hundreds of people dying in horrible deaths. Okay, cancers, tumors, blood conditions that even are incomprehensible.
Well, you know, you may know Dr. Greg Rocky. He's been bugging me from this for a lot of years.
Mm-hmm.
He really has, and he's trying to tell people about this. He's been very sick from it from himself for years and years.
Really?
Well, yes.
It's a rather unique case. When I started, okay, and it goes something like this: is when I was there. When I went into Iraq, of course, as a doctor and also an intelligence agent, and of course I paid the price. Everybody, if you read my book, you'll read what happened when I made my reports and I stood up for, first of all, two things. I said the burn pits we can't allow to happen, and surprise, the biggest surprise is. Is remember our president Joe Biden? Okay, well, Joe Biden, his son was there. Okay, there at in Iraq in Balad specifically, he was a captain at the time, and actually I notified him, because we had found nerve gas. So, if anybody says, oh, there weren't weapons of mass destruction in Iraq? Please, everybody understand this, is our government not only knew about these weapons of mass destruction, that was part of the deal of the cover-up, and the actual invasion was to cover up the presence of these weapons of mass destruction. And they are horrible. Terrible in every sense of the word, and they've killed thousands of people to date, our soldiers, and our government was intent and is intent on covering them up. So new developments have been made. So I didn't want to mention that too also.
All right. These are like Agent Orange in Nam, and they killed many, I'm still killing people. That's why I'm a diabetic. It fried my pancreas. There's a lot of things going on, people behind the scenes, that you don't know. America is not the good guy. Believe me, she is not. But I want to share something with you very quick, because this is not directly tied with what you said, but it's something that we need to expose nonetheless. This come in to me from beforeitsnews.com by a lady in the name of Judy Byington. Now listen to this, Greg. This is... Well, this shouldn't shock us. It just makes me sick. Trafficked children, bodies, weapons found on evergreen ship blocking Suez Canal. Over 1,000 trafficked children and dead bodies have been rescued out of shipping containers in the Suez Canal by U.S. Navy SEALs. Sources say that as of this writing, children were still being rescued and bodies discovered in Evergreen's 18,000-plus containers. The containers were on the Evergreen Corporation ship that blocked the canal from Tuesday, 23 March, to Monday, 29 March, causing billions in lost revenue to shipping companies internationally. The SEALs also found weapons of mass destruction on the six-story high vessel, which were believed destined to start a war in the Middle East. Finally, by Tuesday, the Evergreen cargo ship was loosened and taken to Bitter Lake in Egypt. By order of the Egyptian president, the containers were taken off the ship and searched by U.S. Navy SEALs. Now listen to this, folks. Listen very carefully. The Japanese-owned Taiwanese-operated ship of Evergreen Corporation was actually co-owned, now listen, by Walmart and the Clinton Foundation, known for its international child trafficking ring. Now you see why I will not go to Walmart. That's one reason. One reason. The children were said ordered out of magazines like Wayfair by pedophiles who pay big bucks for certain abused children. This is going on in your world while the church waits for the rapture and the next Sunday school picnic. This is happening right now as we speak. And Greg, I want to share that because I knew that would interest you also. Walmart and Clinton Foundation were a part owner of the Evergreen Corporation. And that shouldn't surprise us. The Walmart has been corrupted for years, hauling military supplies secretly to different places in the U.S. And they kept it very quiet, very secretive, because the people think Walmart is still some kind of great American institution. It's a very corrupt corporation, and I do my best not to spend a dime in those places. Although their business is convenient, you can order groceries on the phone, pick them up, they'll even put them in your car for you. So convenient. Saves time. It didn't save many babies' lives, did it? Any comments on that, Greg?
Well, my goodness, that takes my breath away, but it really doesn't, okay? Let me see. First of all, I'm not surprised about the trafficking, the human trafficking, of, you know, especially of children. This is something that has been going on for a long time now, and it's demonic. I can't think of another word for it. Demonic, in every sense of the word. And surprise, who would be connected to it? Other than okay, being tortured and being injected with interrogation drugs like I was. It still makes me stutter and stagger in my speech. So please forgive me. All right, but the thing is yes, and the Clintons, as I've said all along, the Clintons are directly responsible. And by the way, the Clintons were directly responsible for a large part of the drugs coming into America, as I've said on your show before, directly into this country, and also the issue of the issue of things being smuggled into this country, and directly related to the Chinese and the Clintons. Okay, Clintons and the CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency, are directly responsible.
Hang on to the break. A lot more talk about folks. If you have any phone calls and questions, we'd love to hear from you at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store with food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All right, folks, we are back. And Nokia will be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Take your phone calls and orders, anything that you might want to just say hi. And for those listening here on 87.9 in Nicholas County, West Virginia, I'm so sorry. I didn't get the channel turned over the first half hour. You got to miss half the program with our guest, Gregory Ford. I'm so sorry about that. We discussed a pastor in Alberta that ran the Gestapo out of his church. Another pastor named James Coach, whose church, he was in prison for 35 days because he would not shut down his church. Now his church has been seized by the authorities. They have razor wire around the church. Fences is fenced in. No one can get in or out. So that's happening right now. We shared also with our guest, Gregory Ford, who's been sharing a lot of information with us, that on the container ship that was stuck in the Suez Canal for about 6 days, the Navy SEALs found about 1,000 children, trafficked children, and dead bodies and weapons of mass destruction taken into the Middle East. Now, this is a fact. And the Japanese-owned, Taiwanese-operated ship of Evergreen Corporation was actually co-owned. Listen to me. This ship is co-owned by Walmart and the Clinton Foundation. Walmart and the Clinton Foundation. Walmart and the Clinton Foundation. That's exactly why I do my best not to give a dime to Walmart. Obviously, that should be something all of us should think about. Now, back to our guest, Gregory Ford. And, folks, I'm sorry that the station didn't roll over it right on time, but nonetheless, we're there now. And, Gregory, you were sharing so many things with the folks, and you were mistreated, to say the least, while you were in the military, and you did your best not to have to go to the Middle East. You didn't want to go there. You wanted to retire. They wouldn't let you. They kidnapped you, took you over there, and they kidnapped you to bring you back and try to kill you in the process. So you've been through some bad times, to say the least. And I know now that you're in the process of a lawsuit also. But fill the people in about 30 seconds or 40 seconds of what happened to you while you're in the military.
Okay. I'll try to make it fast. Now, it's really important in my book, and I have a listing, okay, of the court case, the Supreme U.S. Supreme Court case. And I want everybody to feel free, and I will give you the number, actually, as a matter of fact, all right, this U.S. Supreme Court case. When I came back, okay, from Iraq, as you might imagine, and I barely made it alive, okay, I barely walked off that plane, okay? Actually, I didn't walk off the plane. I was carried off, okay, strapped in a stretcher, all right? And I was carried off the plane in a place called Bad Kreuznach, Germany. And for those folks who don't know where that is, of course, it's in Germany. But the thing is they just, a surprise, they just had, of all things, and I had a direct phone call as soon as it happened, a shootout, okay, a shootout in Germany, okay, in Bad Kreuznach, and it happened between the CIA station, the field station, in Bad Kreuznach, and the special forces, what we call the Green Beret Special Forces. And it was over all the issues that the CIA has been pulling all these years, and of course redirecting and denying the whole thing. But it was a shootout, okay? And people were killed, people were injured, and it was to also stop the issue of the director, Gina Haspel. If you've noticed, Gina Haspel has kind of disappeared from the site, from the scene, as Hillary Clinton. All right? Hillary Clinton has disappeared. Nobody knows where she is. I have a good idea where she is, but the thing is Gina Haspel, you know, refused to stand down, okay, for reappointment, okay, to the CIA. So the special forces took issue with that, and they shot the place up, okay? And she was wounded. Gina Haspel was wounded, okay? That's where I was initially returned to when I was directed, by the way, to turn over all my information that I knew about something called the COVID virus that is rampaging around the world, that virus, and that is a bioweapon, all right? Don't be under any illusions that it's not. It's a bioweapon, okay? And I can say this comfortably, is that there's a picture of my asset in my book, okay? And he is saying he became my asset, an Iraqi nobleman. Okay, he was an Iraqi sheikh who came to me one evening after I had a very very wild and exciting day in Iraq. I was almost killed in an ambush in Iraq, and he came to me that evening, and he stated, first of all, two things. He said, do you want Abu Sager, the Saddam Hussein's banker, and he will give you all the information you need to know about all the business issues that the U.S. has been involved in with Saddam Hussein and the partnerships of the government with George H.W. Bush specifically, that he was dealing with in business with the appointed CIA appointed dictator of Iraq, and also that George H.W. Bush was responsible for a bioweapons manufacturing and construction and the dealings with China, the country of China, okay? And so I was given all of this, and of course, I'm just a humble civil servant when it comes to this exactly. And so I made these reports, sent these reports in, and surprise, our country was so grateful, my command was so grateful, that I was almost immediately strapped to a stretcher. Strapped to a stretcher, folks, and said, okay, this guy's crazy. He's mad as a hatter. He's probably traitorous. He's treasonous. This is what our own government, okay, has said. And you will see this, by the way, on court documents, okay, is what the command said about me, okay? And because the issue was that they wanted to make sure that the Carlyle Group, okay, who was the manufacturer of, which his son was sitting on the board of directors of. Okay, and so I don't I ask people, hey, please don't be overwhelmed by that, but read my book. Okay, it's just that simple. If you have questions, I'm always available, you know, to answer mm-hmm. them and clarify any information. But anyway, to say the least, yes, I was tortured. Yes, I was flown on this plane, a C-37 plane, from the runway at Balad, and then flown directly to Ramstein, okay, Ramstein, Germany. And I just mentioned what happened later on, you know, there at Ramstein. And at that point, I was managed because I had the wherewithal. This is the only reason why I'm alive telling you this is I contacted my lawyer. I contacted my lawyer and said, Kevin Healy is my lawyer. And I said, Kevin, you're not going to believe this. What's going on? And he was a naval officer, all right? And he said, look, I've known you, Greg. I've known you for a long time now. And he says, I know you're not making this up. You're not lying to anybody. And he said, I also know that you were there. You were briefed before 9/11, on the eve of 9/11, what happened. And so Kevin Healy said, I will be on a plane in the morning, and I will fly directly to Germany to help you, because this situation is unbelievable, all right? So, and that's all in my book, by the way. What happens is I've returned, and of course, what can I say? Everybody, I'm sure everybody that I'm speaking to, saw the bloodthirsty, unbelievable behavior of the U.S. military, the intelligence services, okay, at Abu Ghraib prison, okay?
Yes,
Abu Ghraib prison, okay? And so, yes, and the story that's kind of the beginning of the story, but the whole world saw what happened at Abu Ghraib. And there was nothing good about it. There was nothing patriotic about it. It was business as usual for bloodthirsty corporations. And what happened then, okay, I can say this comfortably, is the very those people that were involved in the command, surprise, they're working for these corporations. The 3.6 intelligence corporation, all right, just had to change its name because they found out I knew that they were in existence, and it's in Washington, okay, Washington, D.C., on Pennsylvania Avenue. That's where its headquarters are, and those same people are working. Surprise, you know, what do you think they're doing? That's a question I have to ask everybody. What do you think these bloodthirsty people are doing, bloodthirsty, greedy people, you know, are doing right now in your name, in the names of all the people of the United States, okay? So, anyway, that was a start, and I've been fighting that in court. And, of course, as you know, as you might imagine, let me see. Big things have happened, you know, with that issue. But the issue is this, something like this, is now all the products that my source, and there's a picture in my book of my asset, okay, the Sheikh himself, who said there's something, these biological weapons that are being produced in Iraq, not China. They got to China later on. Okay, thanks to the Bush family and the CIA importing those bioweapons. And here's what I want to emphasize, without sounding too much like a madman and I'm crazy, but just I am annoyed by all of this. Is those bioweapons were flown into China, Wuhan, China. All right, specifically. On 747s that flew into Balad Air Base, and the byproducts of all those bioweapons were flown with those two 747s to the only place that was authorized and licensed to produce bioweapons. Level 4, Condition 4, bioweapons, and that was exactly where those planes took those byproducts, took them there, and at that point, the deal changed, the business deal changed. Remember, this is America, all right? We don't do things without having a business deal in place. So, as I understand it, and this is exactly coming from my asset, he said, understand this. He said, and this information was coming from his father. His father had been the sheikh, what's called the titular sheikh of Iraq, okay, of the Salahuddin province, put it that way. And this is like a thunderclap, okay? The business deal changed as these byproducts were shipped from Iraq, okay, to China, and it appears now, and nothing I've seen would even contest this even remotely, was the fact that the deal was that George H.W. Bush then became the ambassador to China. And I welcome everybody that's listening, the sound of my voice, to go look that information up. Did he become the ambassador to China? Yes, exactly at this time period when I'm informing you folks of. All right.
Greg, I don't want to interrupt you with that. We got some calls on, but I want you to tell them first, how can they get a copy of your book? Now, folks, pay attention. This book is very good. I loan it to Phil Hudock, our producer, DVD, CD producer. He loves it. He's loving it. How can they get the book?
Okay. It's real straightforward. Either call Amazon, go on your computers, type in my name, okay, Frank Gregory Ford, and the book Midnight in Samarra, that's Samarra, all right, and or you can go to I don't know if you have this back in West Virginia, Barnes and Noble Books, they're the largest carrier of my book right
and
now.
Folks, get it. The Midnight in Samarra, Samarra, by Gregory Ford, Frank Gregory Ford. Get a copy. Believe me, it's worth it. Let's go to phone lines. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yes, I've got a laptop player. You know what those fellows showed up dead on that ship? Just not like it was coming out of television. Now, don't it?
I didn't catch what you said. What did you say, Mick? I'm sorry.
I said that ship had to be coming out of Tel Aviv. Who thinks
it could have been? I don't know. I have no idea where it come from, but it certainly was. It was certainly an act of God to get it stuck so we could find this stuff, so people could see some things. You know, like I was telling Greg during the break, Mick, I used to get upset when I tell people the truth and ignore me and they get in trouble or whatever. But I got over that because all I'm required to do is be a watchman on the wall just like you are. I tell them the truth. It's in their hands. So this was exposed for a reason. Now, what are people going to do with it? They'll keep going to Walmart. They'll keep going to Walmart, I guarantee you. Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
The main player has always been the Mossad. You're in Iraq. To get what was they after? Greater Israel. That's all they're after. I won't stop saying this until everybody starts understand what the truth is.
All they have to do is look it up for themselves. There's a lot of them connected, but you're right. There's only a couple main players behind this, and they're certainly one of it. Mick, good call. Got to jump around that time so fast. Good call, Mick. Thank you. Let's go next to Dino in Wisconsin. Dino, come on in.
Yeah. Everything that Greg Frank's been saying, Ford, I've known about for decades, Butch. So have you,
yes.
Right?
Right.
And guess what?
Yes.
Ford's a common name. I'm related over here in Wisconsin to three people named Ford. How about that?
Wow.
So
how about that?
Frank, you're in California, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I've known about this. I had 8 or 9 relatives in the military. One was an officer in Iraq. He was there for 12 years. And you might guess we don't get along very well. Nope. About 8 or 9 relatives were over there, including Afghanistan. And the other biological weapon we have right now, ladies and gentlemen, are the vaccines, right, Frank and Butch?
Guaranteed, that's true. Very
yeah,
true.
The other thing that and who signed a $700 billion military bill 2 years ago with his wife? What's she doing running? And we have women in the military now, and right now, Frank and Butch, we have 600 military bases across the globe, or the planet, and in 120 nations. You know, it's wrong, people. Trump signed the $700 military bill. We got to start having peace, folks. I guess I have one last question. I appreciate your honesty, Frank and Butch, on this. I've known about this for decades. The one thing that is illegal, and that is also illegal, is the military draft. I have a lot of information on that. Do you have any comments on that?
Okay, well, good call, Dean. I got to let you listen on the line, okay? Go ahead very quickly, Greg.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just respond. Okay, Dino, you're a very well-informed man. And you have, and what's more important is you have an open mind, okay? You don't buy the party line. But believe me, from everything, I've seen it all from 9/11, okay? And 9/11 and all the input that I get constantly about what's really happening, you know, you are right on the money. Thank you. I greatly appreciate it.
All right. Good call. And again, folks, please look for the book Midnight in Samarra. If you're blessed to live next to a Barnes & Noble, go there. There's none close to where I live, probably within a 45-minute drive from where I lived before. Find one, maybe longer. But you can get online also at Amazon. Now, I hate buying anything from Amazon. I despise it. But it's available on there. And I've read the book. It's the kind of book you hate to lay down because it's each chapter, it's like reading a novel. But it's pure truth in history. Understand, folks, America, like Babylon and Rome and other people, other nations that become empires, they ended really badly. America is no different, except America was given much more to start with, founded upon the Word of God, by godly men, and to whom much is given, much is required. Greater is our damnation. Because we had so much given to us, and we blew it because of greed and wealth. And we the people, are to blame as much as the leaders because we tolerated and let it happen. Greg, we're down about the last 4.5 minutes. I'm going to let you go ahead and wrap it up.
Oh, okay. It'd be my pleasure. But I was really enjoying it's great that you have an open line. I can respond because you can't believe how many questions people have when they hear me speak. All right, so thank you. It's been a great show, and please invite me back. Okay, if your listeners want to hear me, okay, please, I will come back anytime you want, Pastor, and we'll clarify and we'll try to bring up what's going on in the news. And one of the things I did want to, several of the things I did want to talk about was the issue about how our government's behind, first of all, the COVID. We already know that they're behind the COVID and who's responsible and who, as they say in Latin, as they say, qui bono, who benefits? Everybody has to ask that question. Who benefits? Who stands to reason? And like I say, all you need to check on it is with this COVID, what is it? The top 300 richest people in the United States, all of their bank accounts have doubled and tripled, okay, since the COVID, this COVID attack. And by the way, when you look up in the sky, everybody's wondering, well, how does this COVID get here? It's because everybody sitting in church speaking to each other? No, that is not how the COVID gets transmitted like that. The COVID gets transmitted by what are called chemtrails. All right? Chemtrails. These jets flying over the top of you.
Okay,
and
that makes sense.
Everybody's seen them. You know, they're in the mountains, okay? They're locally. These chemtrails, I'm sorry, this COVID is treated the same way that anthrax is treated. It is weaponized, and the tension is the electrostatic tension is applied to it as an organism, and it is loaded up onto tanks and flown directly over population areas and allowed to settle, especially in mountainous areas, because the air pressure is different in mountainous areas. And so this COVID...
Excuse me, Greg. I want to take one more quick phone call, and let's bring Daryl in. Daryl, hate to rush. We're down in the last couple of minutes. Just give about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to tell people real quick that I have that 222-page book, Midnight in Samarra. I read that in a couple nights. It's fascinating reading, very intelligently written, and having been in the military for 20 years, I want to thank Greg for his service. And I also want to say, folks, please support Pastor Butch by getting some of the books that he carries, like his two words of wisdom and instruction from God's Word. He says he's a simple West Virginia guy from a holler, but he's written two tremendous books there. So get Volume 1 and Volume 2 of Words of Wisdom. Get the book, if you can find it, get Midnight in Samarra, and get the Grand Design Exposed 411-page paperback book from Pastor Butch Paugh. Tremendous book. I urge people to get that. See how the country was set up. And so, Greg, again, thank you for your service, and thank you for your courage, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, well, we're down about 35 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, let me see. Now, I do want to put this on a closing note, all right? I did want to speak about the drugs, and I did want to speak about the burn pits, okay?
We'll have to get back with you again, Greg. We're flat on time. God bless you, sir, for your efforts. Tell your lovely fiance I said hello. We'll talk in the future, okay?
Okay, it'd be my pleasure.
All right, brother. Folks, we love you. See you now tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern. Have a great night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.